here's a story from The World.
Italy had been the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in Europe. For months now, Italy seemed to have the disease under control, but this weekend the country recorded its highest infection rate yet since the start of the pandemic, and today Italians are facing a whole new bunch of restrictions. Meanwhile, in Slovakia, everyone over the age of 10 is to be tested for the virus over the next couple of weeks. And in the UK, people in Wales are heading for a firebreak COVID lockdown. For the latest across the continent, our Europe correspondent, Orla Barry, joins us from London. So we'll get to the meaning of a firebreak COVID lockdown in a moment, Orla. But you and I were talking a week ago about the new restrictions being brought in across Europe. It seems a lot changes with the pandemic in 1 week.
Yeah, even last Monday, Marco, when we were talking, I told you that the Czech Republic was closing its bars and restaurants at 8 o'clock that evening. Less than 24 hours later, the entire industry was closed down and schools have been switched to online learning. So that just shows the pace at which things are changing here. The Czech Republic currently has the highest rate of new coronavirus infections, so it's really having to take stricter measures. In other countries like in Spain, a 15-day state of emergency is now in place in Madrid and surrounding areas. Today in Belgium, a new 4-week lockdown has been ordered. And in the Netherlands, they're also now under a 4-week lockdown. And France, as we mentioned last week, we now have 9 cities in France that are facing a curfew starting from 9 o'clock each night.
Not encouraging at all. And then there's Italy, which recorded one of the worst death rates in Europe from the disease. And it seemed to have gotten a handle on the coronavirus over the last few months. What went wrong?
You know, in the US, the sort of first terrifying images of the effect of the pandemic came out of New York. And for us in Europe, those images came from northern Italy and from the Lombardy region, where you saw the bodies piling up essentially and the coffins lining up. The speculation is that Italians themselves were so shocked at what happened that they complied pretty much with the government restrictions ever since then. So mask wearing, for example, is compulsory in public in Italy, and it's quite strict and people just comply by it. Now, in the last few weeks, unfortunately, we've seen those figures change again and the infection rate going up. And actually yesterday, the Prime Minister came out and said we're going to have to introduce new restrictions.
And in Slovakia, Orla, the plan is to test everyone. When does that start? How long is it going to take? And if Slovaks really don't have a choice in the matter, how's their government explaining it to them?
Yet this is an interesting measure. It was an announcement by the Prime Minister on national television on Saturday, and he said the only way to get a grip on the virus is mass testing, which I guess a lot of people would agree with. But then he pledged over the next 2 weekends to test everyone in Slovakia over the age of 10. The population of Slovakia is around 5.4 million. And he said if he didn't manage to do this, he would tender his resignation. And whether it's going to be mandatory or not, he hasn't said. Now, already in Bratislava on Saturday night, there were protests outside the parliament building and people saying that they weren't going to obey with the current restrictions that are in place. So I can't imagine that he will get all of the population to agree to testing, but we'll have to wait and see.
Closer to home to you, Orla, there are more lockdown restrictions coming into force in Britain, a so-called firebreak COVID lockdown for Wales. What is that?
Yeah, I mean, we had been expecting that it was going to come into place here. They call it a firebreak lockdown or a circuit break lockdown. Essentially, it's trying to stop the virus in its spread for a period of weeks by making sure that everybody stays at home and keep numbers down then who are going into hospital or needing to get into intensive care, and just give the healthcare services a bit of a break.
The World's Orla Barry in London with a look at the worrying surges of COVID-19 across Europe. Thank you very much, Orla.
You're welcome, Marco.
From PRX.